The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. With you on this Wednesday, folks, under sunny skies and no chemtrails and 80 degrees here in Central Texas. I say that with a great amount of pride. Now watch, I'll get a phone call. Hey, we got chemtrails up here in Dallas. In the Central Texas area, we are under sunny skies and we have no chemtrails. I wonder if Donald's going to fix that. At any rate, welcome to the broadcast today. And as promised, I'll be bringing up Al Whitney here in just a second. And I just want to make people aware that coming up Friday is going to be Gerald Celente. We had to reschedule. His interview last month was cut short due to a technical problem. I don't remember exactly what it was. What was it, Michael? The amp went out. Okay. At any rate, he's rescheduled and he will be with me on Friday and at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. So just make a note of that. Now, I've got this gal on the other end of the line, very smart lady, studious, digs into stuff like, well, like a honey badger, folks. If you don't know the traits of a honey badger, all you have to do is listen to Al. Hello, Al. How are you?
Oh, that was a nice compliment. I'm fine. Hi, John.
I am starting to get the visual here. A honey badger has some very long claws. Maybe that wasn't the best analogy. But when you dig into a subject, you dig in and you're there. I am very appreciative to have your program on this network and for you to be a part of the RBN team. So just wanted to throw that out there at you.
Thank you.
You know, I've been talking a little bit about the fruits from the poison tree, actually singular, not plural, fruit from a poisonous tree by Melvin Stamper. He's a lawyer. And I made the comment, and you want to see magical transformation. First of all, if you're schooled to become a lawyer, you're taught processes. You're not really taught the law. You're taught the mechanics of the law. And I don't care if you're going into criminal law. I don't care if it's corporate law. I don't care what it is. You're really not schooled in the law, per se. And lawyers, they're defenders of us all. Civil rights and against administrative law and all kinds of law. And it's rather fascinating, Al, to watch the transformation. A lawyer thinks that he's all that. He's a lawyer. He knows the law. And if what he doesn't know, he can look in the law books and bring up precedents and cases and this, that, and the other. And okay, I guess that's being a lawyer. But what magically has happened is some of these fellows have packed a good-sized lunch and dove down a rabbit hole, and they don't come back out until they get down to the bottom of that hole. And Melvin Stamper is one of them. And it's fascinating to me to watch that transformation. When they finally pop back out of that rabbit hole, their eyes is as big as saucers, And what's the one thing that they have discovered, Al?
The Constitution's not the law of the land today.
And they go, what? What have I been doing? And I'm a lawyer?
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you recognized it so quickly. I knew that you were the person to get this book in your hands because you picked up on it just super fast. But maybe the listeners don't know who Melvin Stamper is. Could I read the foreword where a judge who was a friend of his wrote the foreword of the book, and he describes Melvin, and the judge's name is J. Randolph Appleby, and he was a municipal judge, retired, in Newark, New Jersey. And this is what he had to say. Melvin Stamper has experienced a remarkable life journey few of us will ever experience. His background in law and criminal investigation has enabled him to uncover facts of the crime of the millennium, exposing the motive along with the conspirators, the subtle and not so subtle threats from the government agencies that he was investigating merely served as a motivating force in confirmation of his investigation. Experience is the one factor we must all use in determining credibility of another. And Stamper's experience in law, analytical thinking, and detection rivals that of any other in the investigation of a crime involving government subterfuge and cover-up. The author served his country as a U.S. Marine in Southeast Asia, a police chief, railroad special agent, CIA intelligence source, industrial engineer, pilot, law professor, legal researcher, private investigator, and an ombudsman with the Department of Defense. His analytical skills were honed by all of his experience and education for the investigation of his life, the United States government.
And
I mean, if you look at all of that he has done, and you compare it to what most lawyers have done, this guy, his background really did make him ready to do this kind of investigation.
Well, in the last entry into this foreword by J. Randolph Appleby, he says, "My personal relationship with the author has spanned two decades, and he never stops amazing me with the information he uncovers." And the judge actually says this about the book.
Yes.
Get comfortable and hold on to your hat.
Yes.
Now, there has been a lot in the news, and I broached this subject earlier with you. I don't want to go into the details of that subject. It was kind of an off-air private conversation. But there is a lot of talk in the media today about conspiracy theorists. And that's where I'll stop with that. You guys can fill in the blanks. Now, conspiracy theorists. I as long as I've been involved in broadcasting, doing some investigating, and the tad bit of journalism. I don't claim to be a journalist, talk show host. I have my opinions based on the research that I do, the people that I interview. I've got a pretty good BS meter, Al. When it pegs over to the right, I will generally follow my gut, and that tells me that I'm on to something or I'm on to nothing but a pure phony or a circus act done to obfuscate or derail. And I've seen everything, that we were anti-government. We were the tinfoil hat wearers. It was about 15 years ago where the term conspiracy theorist came about. And that was designed to do one thing, to pound that in your head. These people are so ridiculous, and what they're talking about, it's not even worth your time. So we've been conditioned, not you or I or the people that listen to this network, because they do know there's an ongoing conspiracy. But just suffice to say that when the general public hears this statement, automatically their cognitive thinking and their processes stop. All you have to do is say the two magic words, conspiracy theorist. Boom, brain shuts off. Oh, something to be laughed at and ignored. All the while, Al, isn't it kind of strange that your life is not improving? The economy is going to hell in a handbasket. We're $150 trillion-plus in debt. We have people running around this country that don't understand where freedom really comes from. We've got the assets out there that are straining, carrying that water for the Marxists and don't even know that they're doing it. We have serious societal, cultural, and financial problems. And might I throw this on to the or to the inferno burning, let's throw the log on of judicial corruption.
Well, yeah. And we've got a legal system that we think is one thing, that's something else. I like to use the comparison. We think the game is checkers, and really the game is chess.
Yep.
And we don't know that the game is chess, and we don't know how to play chess. So when you go into their court, you are pretty much at their mercy, because something else is going on in that courtroom that is not what you think it is.
You know, it's sometimes I have to bite my tongue. But, the thought went through my mind, and I won't tease people. But when I was a kid, I was thrown in a county jail overnight for not having a driver's license.
Oh, my.
I got arrested. A tie rod broke. I ran a red light, car out of control, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm either a lunatic or I'm drunk or something. No, a tie rod broke. But I had never gotten my driver's license, so I didn't have one. So I receive a ticket, go into the guy's municipal court, and he goes, "You're 20 years old and you've never had a driver's license." I said, "That's right, sir." Well, he says, "I'm going to give you a period of time," and he said, "You're going to show back up in my court with that driver's license, or I'm going to put you in jail." Now, here's, you're catching this so far, here's a municipal judge telling me that I've got to get a license, I've got to get state permission. Otherwise, if I don't do and take on that contract with the state, that he's going to put me in jail. Now, I'd say that was some pretty hefty arm twisting by a municipal judge.
Yes.
So, knowing John Stadtmiller, the way people have become to know him and love him or hate him, I show back up in court. "Do you have your driver's license?" "No, sir, I don't." I got 30 days in jail.
Oh, wow.
Now, the kicker, what made me think about that is your analogy here between chess and checkers. I got into a fight in that county jail when I was locked up for 30 days because I had some asset that didn't know how to play chess.
Yep.
Now, each one of these pieces, the pawns can only move one or two spaces. You know, the knight can only move in an L shape, one up or two over, or two up and one over. You know, your rooks can only move, you know, up or down or over. And you know, the movements of chess. And this is fundamental and rudimentary to keep the rules of the game, to keep the game in process. In other words, you can't cheat. Okay?
Right.
Well, I'm playing this character, and he insists that that's an illegal move with your rook. There's only one way you can move that, two up and one over. I said, "No, that's not true." And I literally got into a fight in that damn jail. But
wow.
It's the analogy of people think they know the game that they're playing, and they don't understand the rules.
They don't.
So how can you have fairness? I don't care if you're playing a game of chess or you're playing the game of life or you're in a courtroom.
Right. There isn't. And that's the problem, is that we go into this commercial courtroom, and we hire lawyers, and the lawyers know how to play the game, and the lawyers go in and collect their money, and we suffer the consequences, and they blame it on the judge. Oh, well, that's a tough judge. In other words, the lawyers never tell us that there's something else going on. But, you know, John, when I spoke with lawyers, they are mostly, even though they hear story after story about people who go into court and claim their constitutional rights, and the judge laughs at them and says, "We can't hear those arguments in this courtroom," these lawyers, there's a handful of constitutional lawyers who still somehow, in spite of all evidence, believe the Constitution is the law of the land. And I'm always amazed, where in the Constitution do you have fines, fees, penalties, registrations, licenses? I mean, how does all that fit into the Constitution? This is, the whole structure isn't constitutional. It's commercial.
They don't get it. They don't understand. And there was a flip in the proceedings here, and even Stamper points this out, that when he was a young man and a young lawyer, the attitude was common law. Common law yes. equates to common sense. Doesn't involve the licensure. It doesn't involve the administrative state coming down on you because you didn't comply with a regulation or something. Give it a name. Give it a circumstance. And this is where he really was taken aback, and this is what really clicked him into a whole different gear. And over the years, have written much about this. Now, to the common person, what's their run-in with the court system? Okay, a traffic ticket. Okay, you go to muni judge. You have a violation of the city code. Okay, you're still dealing with a muni judge. Until you get into the more serious things like rape, robbery, murder, and so on and so forth, which is a felony unto itself, but I don't think in our system of law the severity of those charges should ever be lessened. I mean, murder is murder. Rape is rape. Robbery is robbery. Stealing is stealing. I mean, there are fundamentals that we all can agree on. And whether it be in the common law arena or whether it be in the administrative, there are parallels and crossovers that are still constant. But something else started to happen, Al.
Yes. I mean, what they did is they turned this all into one form of action, one form of law. And I think Stamper talked about that. Judge Dale also talked about that in The Great American Adventure. People were catching on. You mean, how can all of these be one form of law? Well, they are, because they're all uniform commercial code. So they started to call different quote, crimes, unquote, felonies, okay, misdemeanors. They just gave them another name. But the process was exactly the same, you know. And when you go into court, you are this legal juristic, quote, person, unquote, and you don't know that. You think the judge is in there thinking, you know, treating you as if you are a living man with the Bill of Rights and the Constitution protecting your interests, and that is not the case. I mean, just think about them. Why would they put you in jail when you're 20, when no one was harmed or injured, and all that was missing was this little piece of paper? And we're so used to it, John, it's sort of frightening that most people don't stop and ask, well, that is sort of dumb, you know? Why would he throw you in jail for that?
Yeah, why would he? Well, you know. Yeah. To him, it was the right thing to do to straighten out a kid that wasn't cooperating. You know what I mean? I'm going to teach this kid a lesson. Now, did he overstep his authority? You're damn right he did. Here's the funny thing I learned, that if I would have never gotten that driver's license and never created that contract, which follows you now from state to state, okay, you've got to have clearances and get rid of one and pick up the new, and let's see what other business you might have had that left unattended in the previous state, you know, or a suspension or a revocation or just letting your license lapse and not renewing or whatever the case may be. And what's really fascinating about this is there was a time in this country that we didn't have the driver license. Now, this brings on a whole other subset of responsibilities to the person that wants to drive upon said highway, okay? We got our rules and I got our regulations. But isn't it strange that once you obtain that license, you never have to be retested? You pass a driver test in order to be ordained by the state to be allowed to travel, which we used to think as being a right. And it has its own subset and its own rules and regulations in which you have to follow. You run afoul of that, and you drive a car, and you're caught without a license. Well, there's a whole battery of new charges we can level at you, and the fines and the penalties are even greater. So you never get out of it. And what's really fascinating to me is I was on the right track. I didn't want a driver's license, never wanted one, but I was forced to get it. But here's the thing. If I never wouldn't have gotten it, the worst they could do is fine me or, you know, whatever. That would be it.
Well, and people don't understand, why does our license expire, you know?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Our time has expired. We got to do 3 minutes commercial, and we'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Oh, gosh. The author's name. We've had requests on this, and there's actually, I read on the air yesterday, that there's actually a PDF online available for this, and it's called Fruit from a Poisonous Tree, Melvin Stamper, S-T-A-M-P-E-R, and he goes by J.D. So, there you go. Let me go to a caller here. I don't want to leave callers holding. We are taking calls. Is that Gaither in Oregon? Hello, Oklahoma. Sorry, Gaither, I moved you there.
It's all right. Oh, man, I lived in Oregon, and Oregon's beautiful. It's fine. What I wanted to give your callers is a little bit of hope. You know what? What we can do ourselves, I know we can't control the government. We can't control Trump. But we control our neighborhoods. Let's purge, you guys. Everybody, you know, we got storage sheds full of stuff and rooms full of stuff. Let's give it to the people that need it. And let's help each other. Right now, we can do this right now. for free. Open up your storage sheds and start giving it to people that need the stuff. And we'll change the economy. Believe it or not, we'll let people know that we care about each other. And, you know, because everybody's got this chuck we've been saving for years. Release it. Purge, man. Come on, you people. Let's find a little bit of Christ in ourselves. And, yeah. And give. Give. Right, there you go, John. I'm sorry, but...
Okay, no, Gaither, I wasn't expecting that kind of call, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I know the simple things can help. And like right now, man, there's so many people in need, and I know for a fact, like me, just the other day I gave my old skill saw to a young man who wants to start a construction business. You know, and help them out, you know? Come on, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, Gaither, I appreciate it. You know, most people, you know, it's funny, Al, most people will donate, you know, say to the Goodwill. And they've turned that into a little industry to hire the handicapped and whatever, and it's worked out rather well. But the problem is that they're receiving stuff for free. That'd be like you running a company and all your materials and all that stuff is free. And you're turning a profit. Well, I understand and I appreciate the concept, but what Gaither just said, that look, eliminate that middleman there. You know, Goodwills in this country are doing rather well. If you've got one in your neighborhood, you always see people coming and going, and there's a reason for that. That's because,
you know, that's interesting because my husband is kind of invested in cleaning some of the stuff out of our house, and we've got our fair share. And just last night, he put a little sign up. He said, "What do you think of this sign?" And it's about, 2.5 feet long, and it says, "Free stuff."
There you
and
go.
He wants to put it out front and then start putting stuff out for people.
I got to tell you, I mean, look, even in Round Rock, Texas, and this is a relative, I mean, Round Rock, Texas has been around for years and years and years. But since the corporatists have taken over, it's now become an exchange of highways with a lot of corporate logos around. In other words, you know, if somebody were to plop you down blindfolded and say, "Where are you?" you couldn't tell because one city looks like the next.
That's so true.
And the problem is that in this, and I guess it's really not a problem, but in this town, if you put something out for your trash for the trash man to haul away, trash in the can will stay there. But you put anything else out there, and it's gone.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing, but you have people that go around that pick up your junk, and they'll pick it up and throw it in their yard sale that they have every damn week.
Oh, gosh.
And it's true. I mean, that's the way it works. If you want something that the garbage man is not going to haul away, and it's got an inch of life left to it, here in Round Rock, Texas, you just put it out in the curb, and before you can say, "Johnny, come lately," it's gone. All right, we're at the bottom of the hour here. We'll take your calls, 800-313-9443. I want to get into more subject matter about this so-called law that we're practicing here in this country. We'll be back. No reason to get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well, now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
We are back. Yeah. Boy, there's so many gems and nuggets in this thing. I just wished I could read you the whole damn book here. But he is fully aware, and I'm talking about Melvin Stamper. He says the courts do not maintain their independence as a judiciary. Without constitutional authority, the system elevates judges above the law. The courts are no longer our courts of justice or the bastion of freedom. With the passage of the War Powers Act of 1933, and remember, folks, this is a lawyer talking. With the passage of the War Powers Act of 1933, they have become the executive's tool. The judges are little more than organized crime families. They have been invaded by the People's Court and now only impersonate and give lip service to justice by exchanging obfuscation with sophistry in place of the justice system, void of any form of judicial integrity. And we're seeing that now. We're seeing that today in the way that we have never seen this before. We call them activist judges.
Well, and we even have debt prisons, you know. We have men who lose their job and can't pay child support, have no means to pay child support, put in jail. And well, once they're in jail, they can't pay child support. I mean, that whole child support racket is debtor's prison, and there's no getting around it.
No, there isn't. You deal with it, or, you know, you suffer the state's wrath. He goes on to say that enforcing, and here's the problem that President Trump is having right now, and we saw it crop up. It manifested itself with the issue of illegal aliens. Okay? If you're not an American, folks, if you have not been naturalized, if you weren't born here, if you didn't have the proper paperwork to come in the way you're supposed to and become an American citizen, well, how can you have rights? You might have rights from the country you came from, but those rights aren't transferable to us, and we're under no obligation to protect you under our constitutional system, because guess what? You're not a citizen of the country, okay? And this is where the twisting has come around, that, well, for humanitarian reasons and for empathy and sympathy and all, yeah, okay, I get all that. But he says here that enforcing the judicial standards on judges under this system is impossible, even though the court has rules, the judges make up their own rules as they go, or break the rules with impunity whenever it's convenient for them to do so. So here's the problem that you're left with. How can you take a judge to court when the judges control the court and have granted themselves immunity from prosecution? How do you call the police when it's the police who are breaking the law? The judge's dishonesty is contagious, and the government, as teacher, has sown the seeds of discontent and anarchy. We had a system, you know, and Al, my God in heaven, this is all so complicated for so many people. We have people rioting in the streets, people that want Trump impeached because he's a misogynistic grabber of feminine parts. He is this, he is that, he's the other. Look, you have the right to demonstrate. It's covered under the First Amendment. I understand that. But what you don't understand and what you have not been taught is freedom and liberty. That has been there. The idea here in this country is, man, you already got it. The government doesn't have to grant it to you. Not that it can. It's supposed to be there to protect you when it's... But what if the very people that are supposed to be in charge of ensuring a Republican form of government, and don't get confused, folks, versus Republican government versus a Democrat government. Both parties, three parties, 12 parties, 152 parties, if we had such a thing in this country, are all supposed to be playing what you said at the outset about the chess game. Right. Here we are playing chess, and these people are over there, hey, king me.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and that's what's so tragic, is this has gone on since 1933, and I know Ronald McDonald talks a lot about what happened in 1933.
Yes.
But in 1933, to confiscate the people's gold, and they threatened them with $10,000 fine or jail if they didn't agree, to do that, they made the people the enemy of the state during a national emergency. And so that brought in, some people call it martial rule, that changed everything. Now, if you're a United States citizen, you are a 14th Amendment citizen, and you are now considered an enemy of the state.
But wait here, Al. Now, come on, you anti-government person, you. The FBI is now out there, and they have been doing this now for a couple of years. And if you have any doubt about this, folks, I think I posted it last week, but if you have any doubt about this, just go to FBI.gov. Take a look at their approach with the sovereign citizen movement and all the sovereign citizen movement is about. And it's very basic, very bare bones. Common law, you have sovereignty. In other words, you have your inalienable or unalienable rights, whether you believe in God or not. Okay? It's been said that your rights come from God. Well, okay. Well, if you're not a believer in God, well, where do those rights come from? Well, you can figure that one out for yourself. But the problem here with this is that, you know, they recognized a lot of things, and we've seen this coming. But how do you throw the judge in jail? How do you with police granting themselves immunity. And I'm sorry to say this, and it hurts me every time I have to say it, because when I was growing up, a guy with a badge, you didn't have to fear him. He wasn't there. He wasn't being politically correct. And this is before we even had the laws that if there's a domestic dispute of any sort, you know, they're going to take somebody to jail, one or both. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. They have transformed from being peace officers strictly to law enforcement with a different set of rules. But when I was a kid, Al, I did not fear the police because I knew they, as a little hellion as I was, they always had regard. They weren't abusive. They didn't beat people up because they could. They didn't taser you. They didn't have tasers back then. And they didn't have pepper spray, but they sure as hell had their batons, and they sure as hell had physical force. I, not one time in all of those years, with all my little encounters with the local PDs for speeding or, you know, no plates or whatever the case may be, it didn't matter. Never was I abused by a police officer, and I can honestly say that. Now, Al, we've got anywhere from 60 to 80,000 times a year where the police are using now a tactic. You know, we know that getting a warrant, going in front of a judge, presenting evidence for a warrant, this is a process that just slows everything down, and it just takes too much time. Al, they're now using the knock-and-talk approach. And these numbers are real, anywhere from between 60 to 80,000 times a year in this country. This is how the police are now investigating. And if you open up your door, that is basically now them, an invitation to talk, invade, kill, shoot, whatever.
Well, and Melvin brings this out, what has happened is that by contract, and this happened, and I tracked it down, and I saw evidence of it everywhere. In fact, in Ohio, I went to the Franklin County website, and I looked at that. And they explained that they had taken money by contract, a grant contract, after 9/11, and created the Ohio Department of Homeland Security.
Right.
Okay, these contracts, and then on their website, they even had a place you could click to see there were more contracts that you could get if you are in the county. And, you know, they promote this whole concept of the federal corporation contracting with the county or the city law enforcement. And if you sign the agreement, the contract, you get all these goodies. You get SWAT equipment. You get drones. You get money to create the police state. And all of these counties and municipalities are just thrilled, you know, oh, gosh, get that contract, sign that grant. Let's go for it. What we discovered was if you get this money, you have to actually do something. And we in Ohio had an incident where they had taken money to create this kind of SWAT system in a county that didn't have any crime or very little. So there was a grandmother and her granddaughter who were out in a rural area, and they were super unhappy with the way a farmer was treating his cows. And so they stood in front of his house with a sign saying that he was inhumane in the way he treated his animals. Well, apparently the local sheriff decided, well, that could be PETA or something like that, and they must be terrorists. So this old grandmother and her granddaughter ascended on them, maybe like 15 police cars, all in SWAT clothes.
Now, on the farmer or the old lady and the girl?
The old lady and her daughter.
Okay.
And people go, my God, what was that? Well, they have to do drills. Part of the conditions of the grant.
So this turned into a live drill for them.
It was a live drill because they had to do drills. As part of the agreement,
so Granny,
remember,
and the
all contract.
So Granny and the young girl became part of their law enforcement exercise. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, we've got calls here that's backing up, and I want to stay ahead of these because I don't want people hanging on here forever. James, Sonoma County, what is that in China? Where is Sonoma County?
Sonoma County, no more California jokes. You're to be commended for having Al Whitney on, and I'm familiar with her efforts through Deborah Tavares.
James, to be honest with you, please. I mean, isn't there a lot to joke about in California? I mean, really?
There is, but not all of us are libtards.
Okay, I got you.
Some of us understand. Property rights.
I understand, and I understand that. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I appreciate you sharing this information. You can't, to understand the construct we're in, you can't use common sense and assumption of goodwill or anything that we were taught in civics class. You can't get there from here.
Right.
And I'm hoping that you'll give Al Whitney's website for people to look at, because when you input this information in our computer, you know, it's liable to spit it out because it's so far outside our belief set. I think that the corporate construct that we're in and an understanding of the tenets of UN Agenda 21 will go a long ways towards understanding the construct that we're in. And,
James, I appreciate that. And one thing, hang on here a second, James, because one of the things that you sent me, Al, when you sent me this book, was, and you've all heard of, you know, if you had a group of blind people or blindfolded, let me be politically correct here, blindfolded people, and say that you had this elephant in this village and you had the blind or the blindfolded people to approach this and tell me exactly what this is. Well, somebody would say they grab the tail and go, oh, well, no, that's a rope. Well, somebody grabs a leg. Oh, no, that's a thick branch of a tree. Somebody grabs an ear and says, oh, no, that's just nothing but a big fan. The point is that just one part of this is not going to give you the whole elephant, not going to give you the entire picture. While I agree with you about the UN agenda and the sustainability stuff, you know, I understand what you and I understand what the UN is about and what it's being used for. But the common person, when you're trying to express the freedom and liberty that they have lost, it kind of goes over their head when you start talking about UN. If you're able to slow them down enough, James, to explain to them how the system of government and especially the courts, the judiciary, has been changed in this country, you might have a better chance. But I understand, Al and I understand when you say UN. Listeners to this audience understand when you say UN. But here's the problem. We're not just talking to ourselves. We need to be talking to the people out there that seem to be robotic. Old millennials.
Could I jump in here a little bit?
Oh, if you don't, I'd be disappointed.
Sure.
Okay. Well, if you read Melvin Stamper's book, you're probably going to suffer from cognitive dissonance, you know, I went there when I read Who's Running America on a website called Barefoot's World. That was my first introduction to this alternative legal system and this alternative government that isn't really a government. And I read it, and that must have been 3 or 4 years ago. I was shocked. I'll just tell you my response. I was truly shocked. Because I'd already figured out 9/11 wasn't true, and I already figured out fluoride is poison and they're putting it in the water, I wasn't irreparably shocked, but I didn't know what to do with the information because it was so alien to the way I thought or the way I was trained or what I was taught.
You didn't know how to plug it in to make the picture work.
I didn't, and so you know what I did? I just closed the page and said, whoa, and I let my mind let go of it for the moment. There was something in me said, you cannot comprehend this or wrap your head around this right now. I didn't immediately dismiss it, but I went, whoa, this is way out there. And I walked away from it for about a month. I didn't completely forget that there was something important that I'd read, but I didn't try to jump in and digest it all and make all that sense and all of a sudden, you know, embrace it. And then about a month went by and I went back to my life and I didn't get sick, you know, and I wasn't depressed for 3 days. I just kind of put it on hold. And when I went back, I read it again and then I started investigating further And I was able to deal with it bit by bit, piece by piece. Yeah. And Melvin Stamper, truthfully, I've read, as you have, John, I've read tons of stuff. I've listened to tons of legal gurus. I've listened to tons of patriot gurus. And
you're talking us right into a break here, and I still got James. I'm just doing that because you probably don't have
Thanks for taking my call. The only thing I'd like to say
What I'm trying to relay here is we're hard up against...
You need to go to a break.
Well, I need to go to a break, but I don't need you to go away until we can go to that break and I can talk to you a little bit more. I don't want to cut you short here. Abdul and Francis as well, we'll get to your calls. We must take this break. We owe this to our advertisers and supporters of this network, so let's do that, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. Wow.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
All right, we're back. Now, James, you asked, let me answer your first question. Al, do you have a website?
Yes, anticorruptionsociety.com.
That's a long URL.
Yep.
James, did you get that?
Oh, yeah, I've been on it a lot.
And, okay.
You know, listen,
Oh, so you asked for other people to... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll let you go. I just want to... I would just like to say this. I think the big reason why we are where we are is fear. And I think the way you can go a long ways towards explaining the inexplicable phenomena that is the liberal is fear.
Hmm.
People, in order to not forfeit that the government is your safety net, it requires that you be responsible. You know, in my activism, the people that actually get off the couch and show up aren't these hardcore, biker hardcore dudes. A lot of them are lovely, gentle people, but they have faith.
Yeah.
And they know that no matter what happens, they're going to be okay. So please don't be in fear. And thanks so much for all your efforts and for having Al Whitney on.
Okay.
And I hope everyone will check out the site.
All righty. Thanks, James. I appreciate your call. He was really defensive about Sonoma County, wasn't he, Al?
Yeah.
It literally is the land of fruits, nuts, and flakes. But we understand there are good people out there. And I don't mean to slight the geographical California, because it's just dirt and water like every place else is. It's some of the people that have got it all screwed up. Abdul in Minnesota, or I'm sorry, Minneapolis.
Good evening, John. I first would like to say that last show with Robert Steele was amazing. And I want to touch quickly on a point he made, which is very interesting and something I discussed with you, was the notion that white America has now been entrapped and surrounded by this idea of self-hate. And white America is actually living through what black folks and African Americans lived through during the 60s and 50s of this tremendous crime against us as a community. And I think that shows, and I mentioned that prior. Also, real quick, the last caller was right on point with the fear thing. That's what holds us all back. We are taught to fear. Since we come out the womb, we're taught to fear. Hey, you need your vaccines. Oh, you need this type of shot. Oh, you need to go to this school. Oh, you need to do this thing or this or that. So that's very important. And my last point before I get off the air, John, it's a simple solution, a simple fix to really all of our problems. It is that to eliminate self-hate, and the family. I think the family is the most important thing. If we get back to understanding how important our family is,
it's the
history of our family.
Abdul, you hit the nail on the head, and part of the problem here, since you brought up the black issue, is what percentage, do you know this, what percentage of black families are minus the male that's supposed to be the role model? He's the guy that does the reaping and sowing, and mom takes care of the kids, and does the laundry and gets them off to school. And what percentage, do you know?
I have no idea, but I guarantee it's over 70%.
You hit it right on the head. It's been estimated about 70% of the black families in this country have no male role models in the family. In other words, it's just mom and the kids. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, hey, I appreciate your call. We're up against the top of the hour, Abdul. Appreciate it very much. Francis and Wayne.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome, sir. Francis and Wayne will get to your calls as well into the next hour. So everybody hang on. We've got Al Whitney with us, and her program is on when, Al?
Saturday evenings at 7 o'clock Central Time.
Okay. And on Sunday, speaking about that 7 o'clock spot, Healing with Dr. Jennifer Daniels, her last show is going to be this Sunday, just to let you know.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.